Afternoon, everyone. Before I start, I just want to thank Rebecca and her team for researching the CVI project. For me, if this was to be to go out across Wales, I think it'd have a real positive impact for certainly for our partners in health, social care, and the third sector, but more importantly for people with sight loss, who unfortunately some do slip through the net when it comes to certification. We've just seen the number there from Rebecca, 51%. It's quite a shock for me. So my name's Ian Moran. I'm a rehabilitation officer for people with a vision impairment, and I also chair the Welsh Rehabilitation Officers Forum. And today I'm going to talk to you about the importance of the Certificate of Vision Impairment, or the CVI, and go on to explain the differences between certification and registration, and then also have a look at some of the impacts that this new possible model could have, certainly for us as in rehabilitation provision. So certification and registration, what are the numbers? Well, we know that the total number of people in Wales registered as sight impaired is 7,624, as severely sight impaired 7,417, so a bit of a 50-50 split. And we know, as Rebecca just said then, the total number of people newly certified last year was 1,455. And like I said, for me, I think those numbers are extremely low. And the reason I say that is because we often go out and see people daily who've been discharged from hospital and their vision has now dropped. But because they've been discharged, they're not going through the certification process. And like you, Can, said this morning, they were going on about there's nothing more that can be done. Now, a comment like that from an ophthalmologist or from anyone really can really stop people accessing or going back, and I suspect that's why we get a lot of DNAs in our clinics. So what is the difference between certification and registration? Well, a certificate is completed after the person's vision is reduced to a certain level of either visual acuity or visual field, or a combination of both of them. And at the moment, it's completed by the very top person, the consultant ophthalmologist. And copies are sent to the GP, if you live in Wales, to the Low Vision Service Wales, and to us at the local authority for offer of registration and assessment, and to Moorfields Eye Hospital for statistical purposes, and the last one goes to the individual. So with registration, the Social Services and Wellbeing Act, which took over from the National Assistance Act 1948, states that a local authority must establish and maintain a register of people ordinarily resident in the authority who are sight impaired or severely sight impaired. So registration is completely voluntary, and it can only be carried out once we receive a copy of a CVI, and preferably a fully completed copy which is signed. So what does a certificate of vision impairment actually do? Well, once the consultant signed it, it can go through several pathways, whether that's through his secretary, through reception or admin staff, or through our eye clinic liaison officers. And it can take days, weeks, or sometimes months to get to someone like me at the local authority. So the certificate leads to an offer of registration with us at the local authority. And in quite a number of circumstances, this can be the very first time that we're aware that this person has sight loss. So it's important to note here that a person does not have to be certified or registered to access support from their local authority. So the certificate also acts as a gateway document into adult social care for special assessment, and also into children's services as well, to look at and identify difficulties that people with a vision impairment can have. So certification can give access to many concessions, and I think Jake and Amy were telling you about them this morning, things like a blue badge, disabled person, bus pass, rail card, access to work, even help with accessing student services as well and supporting those services. So the CVI for us is it informs us at the local authority of the numbers of people with sight loss, and it enables us to plan for future service delivery. So low numbers of CVIs means low number of registrations, and that's what's being counted at the local authority level. And like I said, we are an early intervention and preventative team, so we see everybody, not just people who are certified or registered. So best practice in registration. This is an extract from the British Journal of Vision Impairment, and it's written by a gentleman called David Thomas, who's a team manager in Avon in the south of England. And he says, as in the case of the certification process, viewing registration as an administrative procedure is not helpful and may deny clients the opportunity to explore the psychological as well as the practical implications of the visual disability. The worker who undertakes the registration will need to be able to access a wide range of knowledge about services, a working knowledge of mobility and rehabilitation, and terminology used in the certification process. So that's why we believe it's best practice for a rehabilitation officer to do that initial registration contact. The reason behind that is we have a good understanding of the eye conditions, but we understand the impact that those eye conditions can have on a person's ability to carry out day-to-day tasks. But we can also offer that information and advice and support at that very first point of contact, as well as getting the information that we need to take it on for further assessment. So considerations and impact. This is of this new study. Whenever a new study or a piece of research gets given to me and I read it, I always look at two things really, is how it's going to affect the people that we work with, so people with sight loss, and secondly, how it's going to affect myself and my colleagues who deliver rehabilitation services. So for people, we'll discharge patients, we'll no longer have to wait to be seen by the very top person, the consultant. They'll be able to go and see a low vision service Wales practitioner. And again, like an example would be someone with dry age-related macular degeneration who may have been told there's nothing more that can be done and has been discharged. So that person won't have to go through the whole referral process and take up the top person's time. People have easier access to the high street practitioners. You know, one of the things people tell me when I go out and see them is that they struggle to get to and from hospital appointments. And that may be because of the vision impairment or problems with mobility or anxiety or a combination of all of those. And going to the hospitals can be really difficult for them. So they have to rely on family members to take time off work. And again, if this was to be rolled out in the high street practitioners, people would be able to get there or find it to get there much easier. I believe there'll be more timely referrals for rehabilitation intervention, and people will be able to access those welfare benefits I was talking about much, much sooner. So considerations for, well, what certification in primary care could mean for vision rehabilitation services. I believe there'll be increased demand. We've listened to the tsunami this morning. Everyone's working at the very top of their capacity. But I think this will certainly increase the demand on rehabilitation services, especially where there's no referral pathway from the Low Vision Service Wales. We're really lucky that across the 22 local authorities, most of them have take direct referrals from our Low Vision Service. And we do certainly where I work. We receive a Low Vision Record Card, and that acts very similar to a CVI in the sense that it'll initiate an assessment, and we'd like to see that right across the 22 regions. Better rehab outcomes from early intervention. The sooner we can get out and see people, the better the rehab outcomes. And we can offer that earlier emotional and practical support for people whose vision is likely to deteriorate further. So challenges, what are the challenges to meet this increased need? Well, ever since I took over as chair of the Welsh Rehab Officers Forum, I've been extremely concerned about the number of the workforce. Like I just asked Ansley, what was the projected estimated figures of people living with sight loss? And it's 117,000 people in Wales, and at the minute we have 34.5 full-time posts. We really need to invest in our workforce across the 22 local authorities. And we did a workforce survey last month, and we're now aware that a significant number of rehabilitation workers are set to retire in the next 5 to 10 years. So we need to build on and work already underway to ensure sustainability and continuity of rehabilitation provision. We'd like Welsh Government and Social Care Wales to adopt the apprenticeship standard for vision rehabilitation from England. It's already been going there for 2 years. And that would mean that our local authorities and third sector organisations who provide rehabilitation can access that Welsh apprenticeship levy to train up more workers, especially where the demand is greatest. And working in partnership, we want to build on existing work with our partners in health to ensure clearly referred routes from ophthalmology and optometry into social care in the third sector for ongoing support should people need it. So I'm just going to leave you with a final thought, and it's from Wynne Williams from last year. And it's not the first time I've heard him say this, but he said professionals should work to the top of their skill level to free up time for others to do what only they can do. And that's what this research is suggesting. You know, our low vision service practitioners are fantastic. They measure vision every day. They can easily complete a certificate of vision impairment, and that leaves more time for people like Gwyn to do what they do best, which is treat eye conditions and prevent further sight loss. Okay, thank you.